Right or wrong, fallacious or prudent, assertive or devastative, India has announced its intent. She calls it the new normal, and call it what we may, she is unlikely to desist from it till Modi dispensation is in place, unless someone can hammer sense into this ludicrous mindset. Clearly, she has chosen to challenge the prevailing deterrence regime around nuclear capability on both sides. Her army chief declared in his public interactions at the Shangri-La dialogue that there was space for a conventional war under the nuclear overhang without really testing the threshold. Problem? Threshold is both numerative as well as perceptive. It translates thus: if and when India attributes a terror event on its territory to Pakistan, she will respond by attacking Pakistan in the name of neutralizing terror network and its sponsors. This does not take into consideration international obligations which bind nations to respect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of other countries. Neither will India honor the sanctity of international borders under agreed covenants of international law. In fact, India will violate those norms to assert its strategic dominance over Pakistan, rubbishing any respect and deference in compliance of the internationally recognized principles of peaceful coexistence and neighborly courtesy. India will go to war against Pakistan every time a terror event takes place on its soil. That leaves Pakistan with only one option: defend against this aggression and fight back as evinced in the four-day war. I believe, in doing so, India is probing the limits of the space for conventional war in a nuclear environment. She began with a proclaimed 2016 surgical strike to the Balakot 2019 expedition to her most recent misadventure. In each case, Pakistan acted with restraint, hoping that a minimum defensive effort will enthuse some rationality to Indian juvenility. India may also be aiming to normalize sporadic Indian outburst, immunize Pakistani sentiment to India's presumptive outrage, and inure sensitivity to a perceived nuclear threshold. This is playing with fire. With 17 simultaneous insurgencies enveloping one-third of India, most in the east and northeast, farthest from Pakistan, how she determines that an event may have had its roots in Pakistan is perhaps the hubris that India bestows upon itself. It is at best childish, juvenile, and devoid of a mature, responsible, and stately act by an entity that aspires to a global mantle and recognition. No amounts of international entreaties to jointly investigate an event to determine responsibility can cut with India's instinctive bias to only label Pakistan. Intrinsically, it remains a system reeking of intense racial and ethnic hatred as a means to societal cleansing and remains blind to civility.